Nathan, I was wondering, do you know what day you were born at? What's your birth date?
No, I sure don't.
You don't even know what month or day?
No, I ain't gonna
No,
tell
you
you no
just.
thing. I won't tell you no tale. You want the truth.
Okay.
And that's just what I get. Ain't no use me saying I know a thing when I don't, is it?
Okay. But do you know where you were born at? Does anybody tell you where you were born at? Could you move your chair up a little bit and talk to us about it?
You want this chair moved up?
No, I want your friend here,
Oh,
your uncle.
yeah.
Are you uncle to him? Yeah, maybe he can just. I just wanted. You can put the guitar down. I just want a little bit of story about you, that I can put on a record in the back there, to write up about. And where was he born at?
Ashland, Mississippi.
Ashland, Mississippi.
That's right.
And do you know your folks? Whether they played any music at all? Or?
None of them did never play none but him. Well, he had two brothers play a little, but not nothing like him.
How did you happen to pick up the guitar? Did you hear somebody?
I first
play?
Started learning on a little banjo. You seen the little round thing?
The banjo, yeah.
Five strings on it.
I see,
I learned on that first, and then I put that down. I learned this G thing.
What sort of tunes did you play on a banjo?
Oh, man, don't you say an old John Booker, and I don't know who it all.
Remember any other tunes with that John Booker?
Yeah.
Used to play by hold the
beaver yeah, hold
down.
The beaver down, and I don't know. See, you can't. I ain't never hear nobody play that on nothing like this. See, them banjos, you don't play them exactly like you do these.
No, you play them quite. Did you play with a fiddler or just by yourself on a banjo?
Yes, please.
By yourself.
Yeah, mostly I learned by myself.
Yeah, but I was just curious about who you heard. When you started up.
Well, let me see now. Let me see who was the first
John Scrooge, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it was the fact the first thing I heard it was a fella by name George Scott. You know him, though.
Yeah, George Scott.
Yes. Yeah. And then Nixon was John Scrooge. That's my brother-in-law. John Scrooge.
And did they both play banjo?
Yeah, he both had banjo.
When did you remember the guitar coming in and that you took it up?
Well, my brother bought one. He couldn't play it, and he sold it to me.
you don't remember about when that was? Was it about the First World
no,
War?
No, I just can't, but I know one thing. It's been a good while back.
Did you think it was before the First War or the Second? You remember when they had to go over to France?
Well, long about, he'd been let around about 60, 65 years ago.
That's about right around, a little bit after 1900.
Yeah, that's right.
And what was the first piece that you learned on the guitar? Did you keep playing the same tunes that you played on the banjo? Or did you
no, I couldn't play that on guitar.
And what sort of tunes did you hear then when you started picking up on the guitar?
Well, then the tune, it was just what we said a while ago, one of the songs we played about Hold the Beaver Down. And what did we say the other one? What was that other song we said?
Old John Book?
Yeah,
John
that's right.
Book.
John Booker.
And when you started playing the guitar, you played a piece by
Rachel.
Come on, Rachel, go with me.
That was the first piece I played.
How'd that go?
The Rachel upstairs peeping through the bars, and they cut her face just full of stars. Sang it, baby, honey, it ain't no lie.
Oh, yeah? How did that go? do you remember the music of how that
Yeah, I remember that. McCullen, he learned first. And I learned that from him. Then after I got where I could play it, I beat him playing. I could beat him play. I had a cousin. He passed. He did. Me and him played together all the time.
What did they call that again? Let's see. I want to write it down so we can maybe do it. What was the name of that piece?
That piece we're just not talking about.
Yeah.
Rachel.
But
come on, Rachel, and go with me.
Come on, Rachel.
Rachel.
Rachel. Rachel. Yeah.
When did you think you heard the first blues? You remember when that started?
God knows, I can't tell you all the first blues I heard played. I heard so many.
But I mean, when you were playing banjo, they weren't playing blues.
Wasn't playing blues like they are now.
No, I didn't think so.
But
I mean,
I never did hear no blues played on a banjo. It's just something like old, rough coin feel or something. The dance, just tap dancing, all like that.
You like to have a good start time? somebody danced by, he can play that too.
Yeah.
A good buck, they call it.
See, yeah, them buck dances. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you don't recall when they first started going crazy about them blues, do you?
Yeah, that's what most people was after now,
you don't
blues.
Know that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everyone you meet now, mostly he's wanting the blues. And blues must be an awful thing.
That buck time then, then I guess you get off then.
Who were some of your favorite people when they started making records that you heard? Or did you mostly hear other fellows singing rather than off a record?
Records I heard, I just, you know, go about around places, you know, where I know folks had them, you know, and
uh-huh.
play a record for me.
Uh-huh.
In other words, we didn't have a man of our own.
I see,
We just go about, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. And you
hear a different record. And see, if I had one of them things and a lot of this late stuff, man, I could have been... I've been too tough on it.
Yeah, well, you're still pretty good on that thing.
Getting feeling one way, I wind out on what I know right now.
Did you play mostly around Memphis, or did you travel?
Well, I played in different places.
In Mississippi,
I played the more.
He had been chair on 10 years.
Which part of Mississippi did you play around mostly?
Ashland, Hollow Springs.
All around Hollow Springs. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hickory Flat, Blue Mountain.
Was you ever up in there much?
I've been in Hollow Springs. Yeah, Fred McDowell, did you meet him? You know, he's been down there, and he's down in Como, Mississippi.
Yeah, Como.
Mm-hmm.
Como.
And too. Have you always been blind all your life, or did that?
Well, he's been blind since he was a mono.
I had the whooping cough, and I was cold and I lose my sight, coughing, yeah, so when I was small. My mother have told me many times how it was about. You know, I couldn't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
She have told me about.
You wasn't but a month old.
Mm-hmm. I had the whooping cough, you know, and this strain and this coughing so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I guess you feeled all the people. But you can hear more than most of us. were there any favorites of yours that you heard when you were playing guitar, or did you just, can you remember any people that you heard around here that you really liked?
You mean around this place here in Memphis?
Yeah, you know, down Mississippi, any place?
Oh, I have heard one or two, I guess, that I like pretty good playing.
Do you recall their names?
Some of them I don't know their name.
One of them you know was Raymond Payne.
Yeah, did you ever know Raymond Payne?
No, he didn't know him. He's from California.
That's right.
Yeah, Fred McDowell used to say he used to play with him down there.
Old Raymond used to be pretty good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did he play with a slide, or did he just...
No.
He just picked like you did. You never played with a slide, did you? You
know, no, I sure didn't.
He played with his knife.
Oh, he did play with a knife? Uh-huh. You don't do that anymore now, do you?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah? I got a little bit. I'd sure like to hear this Come On Racial number. Would you mind?
I don't know if I can get up there now. It's been so long.
Let me see how
this song goes.
Come On Racial and Go With Me.
Come On Racial and Go With Me. The women in here just warned you, sang it, babe, honey, it ain't no lie. Rachel upstairs peeking through the bar to cut her hair just full of stars. Sang it, babe, honey, it ain't no lie. I don't think I can get that up right now. I'll study on
that. You
can
get that music. Yeah, you should really study that, because somebody ought to, you know, might want to record that when you get the music right to that.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice piece to have.
See, of course, couldn't take me long to get all them old songs back. If I just go ahead, I know I don't fool with trying to play them later and back that away much. Way back that away. Same because I just can't play it. I just mostly lose the tune of them.
You just lose the tune of it.
That's all.
That's true, because you probably haven't heard them since then, have you?
Because
nobody else plays them anymore. You see, this is why some of them kids would like to hear them, because, you know,
nobody's
ever heard them. In over 50-some years.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, thanks a lot.
Well,
okay.
You want to hear that Stark Time?
Yeah, you want to do the Stark Time?
Oh, that ain't nothing but just an old tap.
Stark Time, then we'll be ready to cut then.
I don't know whether I can cut that now. It ain't nothing.
Yeah,
it's just something other than the kill time with. Let's see.
Talk while he's playing?
I didn't know. I did more so old tap dancing though.